Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Today I'm joined by the lead author of the October Photo Quiz, Dr. Iu Matsumoto, who is a Clinical Assistant Professor in the Department of Internal Medicine, Division of Infectious Diseases, at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine in Iowa City, Iowa. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Matsumoto. Can you walk us through your case?
Yes. This is a previously healthy 38-year-old farmer presented to the emergency room with a three-week history of left thumb lesion. The lesion initially started with a very painful brownish nodule, but eventually it became painless. He had a few evaluations by local providers prior to see us. He tried trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole as an empiric treatment, as well as incision and drainage without success. Eventually, he presented to the emergency room at the University of Iowa, where Dr. Miller works. Dr. Miller is the second author of this article. In emergency room, she found a single 4-centimeter brownish nodule with surrounding erythema at the tip of patient's left thumb. The vital signs were stable. What Dr. Miller did was amazing. She took a careful exposure history during her busy ER work. She successfully identified that the patient's thumb was bitten by a sheep. The patient added that the sheep had a scab around the mouth. Based on this history, Dr. Miller successfully nailed that diagnosis of ORF. You may wonder, what is ORF? ORF virus is a zoonotic virus in the family of parapox virus. Parapox viruses are found worldwide and are the common pathogens in sheep and goats. ORF virus causes sore and scabby mouth in sheep and goats. Human infection occurs when a direct contact occurs. Therefore, the infection is predominantly located in the hand. So this disease is an occupational hazard for persons who handle infected animals, such as farm workers and veterinarians. Regarding the natural history of this infection, after 3 to 5 days of incubation period, a nodular lesion develops. Usually the ORF is a self-limited disease and resolves in 6 to 8 weeks without a specific treatment in an immune-competent patient. I was consulted as an infectious disease specialist in this case. I was familiar with ORF infection prior to this case. Based on the history, I was almost convinced that this case was ORF since it was so typical, but I also knew that we needed a tissue for confirmation of diagnosis. Because the ORF lesion can resemble the skin lesions associated with potentially life-threatening zoonotic infections such as tularemia, cutaneous anthrax, and erysipelas. Therefore, a rapid and definitive diagnosis is so critical. So I immediately referred the patient to dermatology. Tissue examination confirmed the diagnosis. Regarding this patient, he only needed a clinical observation and his lesion resolved spontaneously.
Great, thank you. So you kind of touched on this before, who was at the highest risk for infection, but how common is ORF virus infection? Do you see it often?
No, this is a very rare disease. The University of Iowa Hospital is the biggest tertiary medical center in Iowa. We only see ORF once a year or less. Again, this disease is a zoonotic infection associated with sheep and goats. Farmers, butcher, and veterinarians are at risk of infection.
And you also talked about diagnostic tests. What are these tests and what do they entail?
Yes, there is a special confirmatory testing available through CDC. It's a PCR testing only provided by CDC Center of Disease Control and Prevention. In our case, we didn't through the special testing since the history, physical, and tissue biopsy was so typical. And we just did the clinical observation and we were right.
That's great. Thank you again for joining us today and
Thank you
speaking
very
with us.
much.